68 degrees in Nashville. We do expect it to be a sunny day today with a high in the mid-90s and a heat index as high as 105. So it's still going to feel soggy in its own way. Good morning. I'm Nina Cardona. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 6:04. The man in charge of Davidson County's jail says he plans to take the state of Tennessee to court. Sheriff Darren Hall says too many people who ought to be in state prisons are being left in his jail instead. Hall tells News Channel 5 he's continually asked the Department of Correction to carry out transfers, but those requests have been ignored. He says that has created overcrowding in the local jail. That costs Metro Nashville millions of dollars per year, and it means the jail cannot pass state inspections. A proposal to build a data center near the Nashville Zoo has drawn widespread blowback. Now the Nashville Scene reports the project could be even bigger than first reported. The company, DC Blocks, initially said it wanted to build a single-story facility that spanned 70,000 square feet, and they said it would use about 10 megawatts of power. But a contractor study indicates the project could also entail a three-story, 40-megawatt center, parking lots, and a guard tower. DC Blocks didn't respond to requests for comment on that expansion. City documents show the site's stormwater infrastructure would drain onto the zoo's property. Hundreds of thousands of residents have signed a petition to shut down the project. Country music star Brad Paisley has also been campaigning against it. The Nashville Fairgrounds Speedway has operated continuously for more than 120 years. In that time, the track has welcomed iconic race car drivers, including Dale Earnhardt Jr., who competed in the Z-Max Cars Tour last April. But the lack of diversity and becoming more inclusive are challenges for NASCAR and the racing culture as a whole. Local artist and racing enthusiast Joseph Love says that he's seen a change, although there's still room for improvement. He joined our midday talk show This Is Nashville yesterday to share his thoughts on the relationship between diversity and profit.
You can go somewhere else and experience a whole different experience where you're welcomed. It makes a difference.
Yeah.
And they were saying that it wasn't a financial thing, and maybe it wasn't. I know my other racing forms have tried to bring things in, but they want diversity to bring money in.
If you missed the live show, you can listen to the full conversation at thisisnashville.org or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. You'll find more news anytime at WPLN.org. This is Nashville's local news and NPR station, 90.3 WPLN News.